Hare Krishna. Context is critical for comprehending content. Sometimes self-interested people try to bring respectability to their own concocted opinions by quoting respected authorities out of context. And such out-of-context quoting can actually totally misrepresent the authority, so that what the authority intends to say, the exact opposite gets depicted. Such egregious misrepresentation happens sometimes with the Bhagavad Gita, because Bhagavad Gita is a widely respected book. Now, some people who want to lead a wanton life, engaging in unrestricted sense gratification, try to justify their lifestyle by quoting the Bhagavad Gita out of context. So they quote 3.33 from the Bhagavad Gita. Sadrishyam cheshtate swasya prakriter jnanavanapi prakritim yanti bhutani nigraha kim karishyate. So sadrishyam cheshtate swasya. So sadrishyam, as it is, cheshtate swasya. All living beings act accordingly. How do they act? Swasya, according to their nature. Prakriter jnanavanapi jnanavan. Even the knowledgeable people act in this way. How? Prakriter jnanavanapi, according to their prakriti. And then general principle is prakritim yanti bhutani. All living beings act according to their nature. Nigraha kim karishyasi. What can repression accomplish? Now, what can repression accomplish? Everyone acts according to their nature. This, some people interpret to mean that, oh, actually, we all have naturally sensual desires. So we just should just indulge in those desires. What will repression accomplish? Now, is this the import of the verse? Is this a verse a license for sense indulgence? If we look at it in proper context, we will find that the verse doesn't support such an interpretation. Why? Because Bhagavad Gita has repeatedly talked about nigraha, about sense control, again and again. It talks before this and after this. And in fact, the same word which is used over here, nigraha, kim karishyasi, what is the use of doing nigraha? That same word Krishna uses in a positive sense to mandate sense control in 2.68. Tasmad yasya mahabaho nigrahitani sarvashah indriyan indriyarthebhyas tasya prajna pratishthita. So, tasmad yasya mahabaho, Krishna is telling, oh mahabaho Arjuna, nigrahitani sarvashah, completely nigraha, control the senses. Indriyan, indriyarthebhyas, the contact between senses and sense objects, control it. Tasya prajna pratishthita, such a person is well situated in intelligence. So, not only is this same word used earlier in the Gita to talk about sense control, but just the verse after 3.33 immediately talks, reiterates the same call for sense control. It's so 3.34 states, Indriyasya indriyasyarthe ragadvesha vyavasthitau tayor navashama gacche tauyasya paripanthinau. So indriyasya indriyasyarthe, that between the contact of senses and sense objects, one should regulate and should not succumb to the attachment and aversion, but regulate. Otherwise, if one gets under control, one will be lost. So, not only does this verse 3.34 call for sense control, but in just two verses after that, from 36 to 43, is a whole section which talks about controlling the senses, especially controlling the sensory desire of lust. So, if the Bhagavad Gita is repeatedly talking about sense control, then what is this, what does this verse, Nigraha Kim Karishyasi, what can repression accomplish, refer to? Actually, if you look at the context, it refers not to sensual desires, but it refers to our psychophysical nature. This is evident in the next, in the verse immediately after 34, 35, where Krishna says that Shreyan Swadharmo Viguna Paradharmat Swanishtitat. Shreyan Swadharmo Vigunah. It is first far better to act according to one's own nature than to act according to another's nature. Swadharme Nidhanam Shreya. Destruction in one's own, while doing one's own duty, is preferable. Paradharmo Bhayavaha. Acting according to other's nature is fearful. So, here, Swabhava nature refers to one's nature as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So, the Kshatriya is a person who has a particular nature to lead, to control, and to use assertive force, even violence, when required for protecting society. The Kshatriya is a martial guardian of society. So, Krishna is telling Arjuna in this verse that you should act according to your nature as a Kshatriya. Now you are finding violence distasteful because it's your relatives and loved ones with whom you have to fight. But if you, because of this circumstantial distastefulness, if you renounce your nature, if you renounce the work that is according to your nature and try to take up a Brahminical duty which is peaceful, then you will not be able to sustain it. Eventually, your Kshatriya nature will surface again. So, and in that context, Krishna is telling, what will repression accomplish? So, we are not meant to repress our basic nature. But, as far as the sensory desires are there, those we definitely need to regulate. And that the Bhagavad Gita tells consistently. So, thus if we look at the context, then the content becomes clear. We shouldn't repress. It's not that we have to give in to our desires, but rather we have to act according to our nature. That's what the Bhagavad Gita is telling. So similarly, from this specific example, we can arrive at a broad principle that context is critical for comprehending content. And sometimes if we find people quoting some verses to support some ideas which are contrary to the Gita's message, then rather than getting bewildered, we can actually look at the context carefully, and when we study the context carefully with guidance, then we will be able to comprehend the correct meaning, and we will also be able to communicate the correct meaning, thereby countering the misconception. Thank you. Hare Krishna.